Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. And very happy to be on the radio right now, actually. Happy to be live on the air here.
It's amazing.
You have something on the air. It's nice. It's nice. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together. We're here to have some fun this morning. We got 2 hours of greatness to get you ready for the weekend. We're looking forward to getting an update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center any moment now. We'll have some rafter news for you. Terry and I have to get into a couple of interesting things. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here's our weather. Let's go ahead and get to our weather forecast, then we'll preview our day. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning to you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. How you doing?
I'm doing just great.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Michael, what has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Well, thankfully, Mother Nature looks to cooperate for any of those outdoor plans for today and into our Saturday time frame. Still looking to stay dry. Still a touch above average temperature-wise here for today. We're headed up into the upper range of the 80s for highs by this afternoon, with sunny to partly cloudy skies expected here for today. And then for tonight, plus some increasing cloud cover with overnight lows dropping back into the lower 60s. Still looking to stay dry on Saturday. Just a few peaks of sunshine from time to time, but predominantly cloudy skies there for tomorrow, managing some mid-80s for afternoon highs. A wetter stretch of weather, though, Saturday night into your Sunday time frame as an area of low pressure starts to work in from the west. Saturday night will drop back to a low of 60 degrees, and that rain still with us into the day on Sunday. A decent amount of rain at that. Could pick up as much as an inch of rainfall there through the course of your Sunday, with high temperatures trending cooler. We're back in the upper 70s. Still looking pretty rainy there Sunday night into the day on Monday as that system is slow to work off to the east. Monday, a high temperature of 80, and then we finally quiet things down by Tuesday of next work week with a good deal of sunshine making a return there. Still pretty close to average with highs in the lower 80s, and for Wednesday, highs once again right around that 80-degree mark. For the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Not bad. Not bad, Michael. We'll take it. We appreciate it. It's been great talking with you this week. You have yourself a good weekend.
You too. Enjoy.
Best in the business, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center right there. Feel good. Feel up. I like that forecast.
Yeah,
not
we
bad.
Need that rain.
Not bad. Yes, we do. Yeah.
My grass needs it.
We need it, but we didn't need it yesterday. And thankfully, no rain during the afternoon, during lunch by the river yesterday.
It was perfect. Honestly, I might not really be here right now. I'd probably be dead if there wasn't a breeze because I do not like this.
No, it's not your thing.
I do not like the weather. But the only thing that would have been worse than the hot would have been rain. So, I mean, fortunately, you know, right on the river there, and there's a little bit of a hill, and there was a nice breeze, and we were able to have the stuff the bus volunteers in the shade for the most part. You know, there's some decent trees, so it worked out really good.
Everything go well with the event then? You had enough volunteers and everything?
Everything did go well. I'm still, you know, working on finalizing all of that, all of the information of what was collected. But I want to say we were at like probably about 24,000 pieces of school supplies, you know, not counting each individual crayon, but counting, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just doing a count. We had really robust volunteers, which was fabulous. Give a big shout out, you know, certainly to anyone who was part of that. But Paul Liebherr, who's from Nakusa Schools, he coordinates, you know, he'll get us a football team, and he'll get us, you know, this group of kids, that group of kids. We have some of the teens from the Boys and Girls Club that participated yesterday, some students from Port Edwards School. So, I mean, we had a really good number of volunteers, and I think what's really cool about it is, you know, you can come volunteer, have a good time, goof around with each other, but still get a lot of work done. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like you're getting work done, but you're also having a great time. And so all of those school supplies that were donated were sorted, boxed, and inventoried right from lunch by the river. They go onto the bus, and then they get transported to East Junior High, where we get them ready and get them staged for backpack packing, which happens not next week, but the next, because right now what we'll be doing is today placing a school supply order for anything we're missing. So let's say we're short 200 yellow folders. We're going to make our best attempt, and it doesn't always happen, but we're going to make our best attempt to make sure we get those last 200 yellow folders. So that'll happen over the course of the next week. And then we have, again, a core group of volunteers that will pack those backpacks according to grade and school. So using the school supply list, and then those get distributed to the families who registered on August 18th and 19th. So, you know, coming right up. But yeah, we had a really, really great showing considering the awful weather.
Yeah.
So that was great. I will say, though, that we are still taking monetary donations to help towards Stuff the Bus.
Yeah.
Because even just if you think about that, just the purchase of 1,000 backpacks is, you know, is significant. And so, you know, we certainly could continue to use that support, and we'll continue to take monetary donations toward the Stuff the Bus effort. Right now, we have a little over 1,000 kids that are registered to receive supplies. Of course, we know that some of those will not be served because, you know, maybe they registered in May and they've moved or whatever the case would be. But, I mean, typically, we only have a small gap, like, you know, maybe like a 3% gap. So it's not a lot. So, I mean, I fully expect that we will serve. You know, we will actually hand out right around 1,000 backpacks.
It's why it's all the more important that if you're able to help out with this and invest, because it is an investment in our future. It is an investment in our kids. I encourage you to reach out to the United Way. You could do that by calling 211, as always. Otherwise, you can go to their website, uwswac.org. And be sure to follow them on social media. It's another great way to not only get in touch with them, but keep up on all the great things going on. We will wrap up with some United Way talk, too, as well. Did
Perfect.
You have something else?
No, I was just going to say, if somebody does want to make a donation, you know, and you don't want to physically come out to do that, you can do it on our website, and you can just, there's a spot where it says comments or notes or something. You can just say it's for Stuff the Bus, and that's not a problem, because that does come up. You know, we'll have people call or even yesterday I had a few people approach me at lunch by the river and say, you know, I wasn't really sure, and I'm standing in the store going, I don't know what kids need. You know what I mean? At this point, like, they're so far removed from buying for their own kids. So $10 makes a big difference.
I remember my Aunt Sherry, she wanted to add to the United Way because her kids weren't in school anymore, but my brother and sister still were up here, and she was able to do that. And that had to have been like almost 20 years ago, or at least that long ago. So it's pretty cool that you've always been able to do things like that with the United Way.
Yeah.
It's part of the reason why we're back, and we support our United Way 100% and appreciate what they do. And speaking of backpacks, Terry, we got to start in a kind of an interesting place here. And I want to hear from the audience on this one, 424-2600. There's a new trend of high school seniors buying backpacks intended for grade school kids.
Really?
Those are the ones that tend to be shiny and bright and feature like tie-ins of little kids love, like Disney princesses or Spider-Man or Minecraft or
Paw Patrol.
Like that. Yeah, yeah. The seniors are doing it as a nostalgia thing to show how far they've come.
Oh, that's really cute.
I think that's kind of cool, actually.
Now, so this must be newish for this year, or it just hasn't caught up to us here in the Midwest. Because I have a, you know, I had a high school senior last year, and that was not on the radar that I know of.
No, this is a brand new, this has just started up with this school season. And like I'm seeing this from a kid in Fort Worth, Dallas. She's got a Disney princess as one. And she is, you would think she's too old for it, but when I hear the reasoning behind it,
I think that's sweet.
I think that's kind of cool.
Except that, are they depleting the shelf for the little girl who really wants the Disney princess?
That's the catch. That's the only catch I would have on this. But here's hoping that's not happening. They've got plenty of supplies and able to do that. I like the idea of this. I'm going to say this right now, though. And if it actually happens, all right, I do want a little bit of credit for it. If it does not happen, I expect to be shredded for it. But I would not be surprised to see adults do something like this.
Like college students, you mean? Or just adults?
Adults, but I'm also talking about your adult that goes to work with a messenger
a work bag or something. Okay.
And starts using like a Paw Patrol bag or a Transformers or something like that. I wouldn't be surprised because, for one, adults don't know what's cool. We learn from high schoolers and teenagers and college kids.
But then they abandon that. It's not cool once we start doing it.
Yeah, I know. But we've got to do it in order to make it not cool. We've got to do it. But also, if there is one thing that if you're a marketing person, if you're in sales, if there's one thing you almost can guarantee people are going to love, nostalgia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we love nostalgia. Anything that'll even make us even remotely think, smell, taste, anything that brings us back to our youth. And so I don't see this. I don't see this just ending with high school seniors.
You know, it's funny. The two of the times that we went to Disney World, they had a thing, you know, like a promotion when you were there in the stores and stuff, and you could buy, but if you spent so much, you got this Disney like tote bag.
Okay.
And it was there twice. But seriously, that is, both of those That's my go-to bag. Like, if I'm going to go to the Y or something, like, I use that as my gym bag. Plenty of other bags. I have a nice weekender bag, that kind of thing. But that Disney bag, and it's funny because it floats around our house because I'm like, who has the Disney bag, you know? And there's nothing, I mean, it just has Mickey on it, but it's not, but for me, honestly, it's more about the practicality of the bag than it is about, like, I haven't found another bag like that I like, but I don't mind that Mickey Mouse is on it. Like, I'm fine with it. You know what I mean? I'm fine with it. I'm not like turning it Mickey Mouse into my inside and showing just the black side, but
I don't know. As much as it costs to go to that place, I would definitely want every little bit of like memorabilia I can have and have it last as long as possible. And I would be letting everybody know that I went to Disney.
No one better than to bring that up.
I mean, you get something for that. You get something else.
That's my bag. You're not going to probably catch me carrying a princess backpack.
No, I was just trying to think, and that's another question to the audience, 424-2600. You call up and tell us, which one would you be comfortable with? I'd have a Spider-Man one. Like, I'd be all right with having a superhero one or something. I think I could pull that off. I don't think I could pull off, like, a Blue's Clues one.
I think you could. Did you know Blue's a girl?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Just making sure.
My son and daughter loved Blue's.
Yeah, I had
Blues.
A niece. That was their, that so was about their the same jam. Age as your kids, that to, same thing.
Even if though it was 20 some years ago, I could still to this day name you every character on that.
Oh,
show.
Yeah.
I could do a little bit of a blue.
Yeah. So
a little bit of a blue impression.
I like magenta too.
Oh, magenta was my favorite. I actually like magenta more.
So I'll say I don't know that I find myself thinking about carrying a character backpack, but I would carry one that was like a solid cut, like maybe it would have like stars all over it or like hearts all over it, you know, like a kid design, but not necessarily a character. Probably because I just am not having a favorite character popping into my head.
I love one of the things that I loved about Robin Williams was obvious the way he approached life. And Robin was, you may not realize it, you see him in interviews and you see the characters he played and everything. He tended to be a bit of a thinker and quite a thinker and a bit of a serious guy. This more of that, his personality was just more of his natural kind of just way of handling life and the ups and downs and all of that. One of the things that I liked about him was, you would see him go to the Johnny Carson or David Letterman or something like that. And you can go ahead and throw this in your search engine and find a million examples of this. Robin dressed well. He had nice clothes. He looked good. And he'd have this great suit on and these weird, crazy shoes that made no sense and didn't fit the outfit whatsoever. But it kept things light to him.
Well, you see people do that with ties and socks now. You know what I mean? Like,
socks. I for the rest of my life, I do it with socks as a tribute to him and also as a reminder to me to not be so dang serious, to lighten up a little bit. I think maybe something like that with the backpack might be a little of that.
Well,
might lighten up society a little bit more. Couldn't we lighten up a
little
bit?
When you have little kids, too.
It's coming from me.
I was always carrying one of the girls' backpacks. Mm-hmm. Then you kind of have that. And I think, I'm sure that my niece Jordan, the one that I was talking about before, I think she still has a Blue's Clues backpack that she carries.
Nice.
But she also has a little boy, so maybe. Maybe it's because of that. And maybe not.
We'll take a break. We'll come right back. And we'll have more fun. We got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up right here on... It's time to do some celebrating and talk about our good friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 Stitt Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. Wish them a great day for us. And if you are celebrating a birthday, let them know you get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
I think strawberry pie sounds good today.
Ooh, that does sound good. Yeah,
I should make one.
That sounds
actually
really good.
I should go there.
You know, why not? Why not?
I mean, why not?
I need a 1 through 4, Terry.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
4.
All right. That gives us that qualifier. And we can go ahead and get right into, I need a 1 or a 2.
2.
All right. There we go. So we can go right into the celebrating here. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Jessica Long.
Happy birthday, Jessica.
Enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one for you, Jess. And a happy birthday to Josh Mansell.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Josh is a good guy. Worked with Josh at G&K for a long time. Good guy. Wishing you a good birthday. Have a good one. A very happy birthday to our great friend, your co-conspirator in birthdays, Katrina Shankland. No. I was thinking of Katrina. I was thinking of a different Katrina. I was thinking of a different Katrina there. Katrina is more...
I couldn't tell if you were like joking. You were serious.
I was a little serious there at first, and then as soon as I said the last name,
we're good.
Like,
we're good.
Oh, now Katrina's joined us on the air here a lot, actually.
Oh, absolutely.
We really appreciate not only her. So for those that may not understand, you know, her constituency isn't really voted on in this area, but it's important to her to represent this area just as much as her constituents. And she's on air, off air, the same exact person. When I first started interviewing politicians, it was one of the bigger things I was worried about because of the standard that Carl set at this station. I wanted to do right by that. Katrina and Congressman Ron Kind were some of the first people, along with Scott Krug, who I'll be talking to a little bit later today. Join us at 3:30 for or 3 o'clock for that. Those people, individuals, like anything I do that's any good at this, a big part thanks to them, because they helped me get comfortable with it. They helped me right away say, look, you can ask what you want. That very, very transparent. And one thing that I really appreciate about all those individuals, the exact same on air as off air. They treat you the same.
That's been my experience with Katrina also. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that's great. Awesome. Happy birthday, Katrina.
Yeah. Enjoy your day, Katrina.
And Katrina Hittner, when yours comes,
when yours comes up, Katrina,
we'll share the love with you.
In my defense, I was trying to figure out her on the schedule, Katrina from Family Natural Foods on the schedule, and I had
I'm not going to lie. I know of two Katrinas, and it's those two. So easy enough to, you know what I mean? Like, easy enough. Honest mistake.
The only two Katrinas I've ever known.
Just because you're focused on your Spider-Man backpack.
I am. I'm trying to
get with the program here.
I'm debating between that and a Batman one. I don't know which one. And a very happy anniversary to our qualifiers, Tom and Jane X.
Ekis. Yes, happy anniversary.
We wish you a great anniversary, Tom and Jane, and you're our qualifiers today. So congratulations. Whatever number you're celebrating, we wish you a great one. Looking at Saturday, a very happy birthday to Kim Myers-Lemansky.
Happy birthday.
Kim is awesome. I worked with Kim in a couple of plays in Illinois, and a really, really good actress and a wonderful person. And a happy birthday to Stephanie DeRizzo.
Happy birthday.
Stephanie, enjoy your day. You're our qualifier. And we have one birthday to celebrate on Sunday, and it's a good one. Our qualifier for Sunday, celebrating his 70th birthday, Steve Stashek.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Steve, enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one for you, sir. Celebrate all weekend long. Happy 70th. That's a good one. That's a good one. Let's take a look at some celebrity birthdays here. Let's see. Meghan Markle is 42, Prince Harry's wife, was the Duchess of Sussex. I believe that she let go of that title, though. I'm not 100%, but I think they got rid of those titles. I got to be honest, I don't care.
I don't follow it either, so I honestly have no idea.
I'm not trying to be mean about this or anything. I don't wish them ill will. I have no idea who these people are and don't really care. I got enough on my plate, man. We got an American politics to deal with. I'm worrying about politics over there. I thought that's the whole reason we started this thing over here, is not to care about what they're doing over there. Let them be kings and queens or not.
How do you really feel?
Yeah, I find it so silly. I was kidding. Yeah. But what I find silly about it is that the hustle that they are still pulling off, the royal family. This is a hustle. Like, look, where I come from, I know hustle. And this is a hustle, what the royal family has pulled off for hundreds of years.
I'm indifferent to it. Like, if people want to be there and they're fine with it, they're fine with it. I don't care. I'm here, not there.
Yeah. Jeff Gordon is 52, NASCAR Hall of Famer. I believe they called the Rainbow Warrior. Mm-hmm. I believe that was his nickname. One of the better NASCAR racers of all time, Jeff Gordon. And one of the more... I don't remember hearing, like, in NASCAR, my uncle loved NASCAR, and I remember hearing about the Intimidator and, you know, some of these guys and sitting there watching the races with him. And I don't ever remember him saying, I didn't like that guy. Jeff Gordon's the first guy I ever heard, like, I don't like that guy. Like, people just didn't seem to like Jeff Gordon that much.
Well, I don't know. I think he had a very, very strong following, but I think, you know, they're pretty territorial about their car makes. You know what I mean? So, like, my dad is a huge Ford guy.
Yeah.
So, like, it was always Jeffy Gordon. You know, like, Jeffy, you know. But it is kind of funny because they just, I don't know. But I think he had a huge following, and I think he still does.
Well, and he was the last one laughing. Yeah. I mean, he's in the NASCAR Hall of Fame, one of the greatest racers of all time. Daniel Day-Kim is 55. He was Jin on Lost. He was also on Hawaii 5-0. One of the better pitchers in my from our generation, Terry, Roger Clemens is 61 today. Legendary pitcher, accused steroid user, reason he's not in the Hall of Fame. He's third on the all-time list for most strikeouts behind Nolan Ryan and Randy Johnson. And for my money of our era, maybe Dwight Gooden. There's a couple of pitchers I can think of, but Roger Clemens is at the top of the list of you need one pitch, you know, you got one out to get, you need one pitcher, you pick one pitcher to do it. Roger Clemens is one of my the first names that I think of, that guy that I would go to have that that strikeout, whether on steroids or not. I don't know. Former President Barack Obama, 62 today. Very happy president. Happy birthday to him. I think the thing that I enjoy about not just Barack, about all former presidents, is how much younger they look when they get out of office. Pull up a picture of Barack Obama right now and when he was in office, and then pull up a picture of George Bush Jr. right now and when he was in office.
But,
and it's night and day.
But
the way
only if
younger.
You let some time go. If you look at them when they started in office and when they ended, they definitely look older.
Yes.
But then, you know what I mean? Then they have some time to settle and back into regular life.
I think they've deserved this. I think they've earned this, and more power to them. And a happy 68th birthday to Billy Bob Thornton, a longtime actor, Oscar winner. Some people no longer with us, like the great Richard Belzer, would have been 79 today, born in 44, passed away just this year, stand-up comedian. He also played Detective John Munch on all of the Law & Order shows. He's the only actor to be on Homicide, Life on the Street, and all the Law & Order spinoffs.
Oh, so he was on... You're saying each different series?
He played the character.
Interesting.
He would have cameos on like different ones, and he was on SVU pretty permanently. He's a good actor, too. He did a good job.
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
You know, to have somebody that was throughout all of them.
It's that would have been one of my dreams, to have been able to be an actor like that, to be able to do
That's
something
cool.
like that. One of the greatest to ever do music, like period. Louis Armstrong, born in this day in 1901, passed away in 1971.
I agree.
Legend, Satchmo. Of course, best known for What a Wonderful World. But there is quite a few remarkable, great songs from Louis. And every year of my life, at the beginning of summer, I will pull up Summertime from Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, and I will listen to it. It's one of the first things I do when I know when we hit like 70-degree weather. Let's be honest, this is the Midwest. When we hit 60-degree weather, I will start playing that.
Be nice if we topped out at 70-degree weather.
Queen Mother Elizabeth, born on this day in 1900, passed away in 2002. She stayed in Buckingham Palace even when London was being devastated by Nazi bombings, leading Adolf Hitler to refer to her as the most dangerous woman in Europe. It's a true story.
See, now that's... I like that.
I love that story. I love that story. And it's one of the things that you can talk highly about with the royal family. Still a hustle. Still a hustle. Doesn't change the fact it's still a
Move
hustle.
Move on.
And let's see here. Let's take a look at tomorrow's birthdays, August 5th. Do we got any special birthdays for tomorrow? Let's see here. James Gunn is 57. Guardians of the Galaxy director, Suicide Squad, now running things at DC, along with a partner over there. Patrick Ewing, 61 tomorrow. Georgetown Hoya legend and New York Knick legend. Let's see here. And some people no longer with us. We go from Louis Armstrong to Neil Armstrong, born on Saturday. Would have been celebrating his birthday, born in 1930, passed away in 2012. First man on the moon, American hero.
I realize this sounds really dumb. Related?
Yeah, I wonder. No. How great would it be if Louis Armstrong and Neil Armstrong were related?
I don't know.
That would be fantastic. You know, that's one of those things I'm just going to believe. I don't know. You know how there's things in life where you can't prove that they're true, but you know they're true.
But you're just saying
I like the idea of that. I just want to believe that. So, Adam Yauch would have been celebrating a birthday tomorrow, too. One of the integral parts of the Beastie Boys, born in 1964, passed away in 2012. And let's take one quick look at Sunday. Let's see. Sunday. Let's see here. Not a ton of them. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Good morning. You're joining the show.
Hey, thank you for respecting Adam Yauch from the Beastie Boys. He was the third member of the Beastie Boys.
Yep. Integral part. One of the better writers, too, in hip-hop history.
And Satchmo. I really like that. That was a very good reference, my friend.
Right on. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for the call. You have a great one.
Yep.
Keep the calls coming, everybody. 424-2600. If you got a birthday or anniversary you want to get in, and now's the time to slip it in right here.
You know, I do want to call out, today would have been my grandma's 101st birthday.
Oh,
isn't that cool?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool.
And she lived into her 90s, so I mean, she had a long, long, wonderful life. But yeah, it's a special day for us to remember her.
I appreciate you sharing that with us. And on Sunday, she, you know, in kitty corner to one of the greats to ever do it, and no matter what we're talking about, Lucille Ball's birthday would have been Sunday.
Oh, cool.
Born in 1911, passed away in 1989. Just, I mean, one of the most legendary human beings to ever walk the earth. I could go on about her acting, her what she did behind the scenes for women, what she did behind the scenes for actors. How different the game changed when Lucille Ball came into the TV universe. There, you never saw nowadays, Terry. if Ryan Reynolds is doing a TV show, more than likely you're going to see one of the first things you'll see is executive producer Ryan Reynolds. You know, and that's to have a seat at the table. That means that Ryan gets to help decide casting things, budget. You know, where the film. You know, what kind of costumes to use. A lot of these little things. Actors did not have that. Before Lucille Ball. Lucille Ball changed that. She not only was a woman doing this and saying, no, you're going to give me a seat at the table whether you like it or not, but she was doing this also to understanding that it wasn't just about her, it's about her kid, it's about the next generation, the one after that, and look at what she did.
You know, one time I was in California, and we were in L.A., we did one of those city tours, you know, probably cringy for you because you spent a lot of time out there, but that was one of the places that they took you by was Lucy and Desi's house. You know, it was just kind of,
cool.
I mean, think about all of the homes they could call out, and that was one of the, that was kind of neat.
That is pretty cool. And I don't know about anybody else, but I immediately in my head have a couple of different scenes from I Love Lucy, and I'm going to have to watch some of them. I'm going to have to. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun here on The Morning Show. And we encourage you to head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day. From all of us at WFHR, stick around for Melissa's News on Locally Grown Radio. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up 424-2600, get the answer right. As long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, boom, just like that, you're going to win a family pack of four from our friends at Culver's. That's two adult meals. That's two kids' meals. That's a meal you don't got to cover.
You might want to start dialing now.
Yeah.
Because it is going to be 2 seconds.
Yeah, probably. This is going to be
awesome.
One of the more easier ones I think we have done, because we have fun with these. We don't want to stump you. We want to get you some free Culver's.
We want you to win.
And we want to send a big shout out to our great friends at Culver's. We greatly appreciate them. Let's go ahead and play this for you. Get ready to call 424-2600. Tell us what TV theme song this is from. Yeah, right away. Let's go ahead and see if you have a winner here. What's your guess?
Lucy Show?
Yeah. That counts. Yeah. Congratulations. You got it.
Nice job.
It's nicely done. Let's get the winning belt. Now it's official.
There we go.
Now it's official. Yep, I Love Lucy. You called that one right away. Did you? How quickly did you have that, sir?
As soon as I heard it.
Yeah. Isn't that something? That show hasn't been on the air in 60-some years, and that is just one of those theme songs that multiple generations know.
Right.
It's pretty impressive. What's your first name?
Ed,
did you say?
Yeah.
Ed, what town are you calling us from?
Rapids.
All right, got ourselves a Rapids winner. Ed, thank you so much for listening and playing along. I'm going to need you to hang on the line so I can get some more information from you and get it to my agent because you are our newest star of the day.
Congratulations.
Thank you,
Ed. Appreciate it. Ed, actually, if you don't mind, Ed, I was going to ask, did you have a favorite scene from I Love Lucy?
I think it's the chocolate one.
Isn't it?
Vivian Vance trying to eat that chocolate so fast.
It's just so darn funny. It's another one of those things that just still stands up. Like, you can pull that scene out right now and laugh your tail off. It's something.
And the other one was when she was trying to drink that vitamin.
Yes. Oh, God, I love that scene.
I go to that one and the squishing of the grapes.
I can't get
that one out of my head.
That's a great one. That was my Nana's favorite scene. I never saw my Nana laugh harder than when that scene was on, and I know that she saw it multiple times and laughed every time at it. Thank you, Ed. I appreciate you. Hang on the line. We'll talk to you more in a moment.
All right. Thank you.
We're going to get out of here for the segment. We'll come back with some fun. We actually got a good one coming up here, Terry. Kind of fitting the theme of the hour here. The top mistakes parents make while getting kids ready for school. That's coming up. Because that's what we want to think about.
That should
about
be
right
awesome.
Now. Yeah, that'd be great.
There's still time, right, to course correct.
We'll get to that in a moment right here on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Got Terry and James hanging out with you. Big shout out to Ed being our star of the day. Thanks so much for playing along, Ed. Be listening every Friday for an opportunity to win some free Culvers from our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. And a big shout out to them as well. Get some Culvers in your life. A poll asked parents and teachers what their first thought is each morning during the school year. The most common answer from both was, I have so much to do today. Half of parents and teachers don't always get enough sleep once school starts up, and, quote, me time takes a hit, too. The average parent only gets 1 hour and 16 minutes of it at the end of each day. For teachers, it's 1 hour and 12 minutes. So teachers actually getting a little bit less time by the law of averages here and the way this works out math-wise. The poll also asked parents to name the most common mistakes they've made while getting their kids ready for school. I know that the biggest mistake I ever made was thinking that I would be able to get my kids ready for school.
Wait, and so are we talking about like literally in the morning getting ready for the school day, or are we talking about coming into the school year prep?
I think both. I think it's a great question. And I think that they're talking about just getting ready for the first day of school.
Getting your butt off to school.
But if you've got add-ons here, especially with the second part you brought up, I think that's helpful. I think that's good. So the poll asked, and let's take a look at it. Number one on the list, forgetting to pack them a lunch. Yeah, I could see that being
really?
One. I don't know. I will say I never had that happen to me.
No,
though.
Me either.
I got pretty lucky on that one. My mom and dad. A big shout out to school lunches and to all the people that, like, especially in modern times, where we have different people and organizations paying for school lunches for kids and things. Like, big, big shout out to all those people.
But, you know, I don't even think, I don't think there's, like, Cook's Special anymore. Or, like, Cook's Surprise, you know?
Oh,
remember
yeah,
that? Like,
yes,
I mean...
Yes.
There are, like, even the elementary schools have salad bars now.
I mean,
school lunch has come a long way.
I don't do the whole, you don't know how good you have it thing ever. I use that very seldomly. This is one of those times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, when my kids were in elementary school, if they wanted cold lunch, that was fine. I would pack cold lunch. I had no problem with that. But once they were, you know, once they hit high school... I mean, that is like, it's almost kind of like a restaurant, you know, or like a food court, I should say.
Yeah.
And so you can, you know, you have so many different selections. I'm like, if you want cold lunch, you're packing your own. Like, there are plenty of options. So I haven't really done cold lunch for a long time, although this summer, both of them working a lot, I've been helping pack lunches. But honestly, I do a lot of it the night before.
Just
to make it easier. And then how can you forget? If it's laying on the counter and all you got to do is take the stuff out of the fridge and put it in the lunchbox, then...
Exactly what my mom did. The whole time I was in school, my brother and sister were in school. We always knew if for some reason she had to work the night before and she wasn't up in the morning, or she was at work or something, we knew right where our lunches were. Like, we could have nothing in the house, and I don't even know where she would come up with the bread for it, but we would have sandwiches for lunch.
My mom would let us take soup. She would make soup and put it in a thermos for us, and that's remarkable. There is no way I would do that. I'd be like, you want soup? You eat it when you get home.
Shout out to the moms out there. Shout out to the moms. Oversleeping and running late is number two on the list. That's a mistake, but it's not one that you did. Like, you can help. Like, it's not people.
I mean,
yeah. I mean,
you can help it.
I guess you can
get a little
help.
More sleep.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not saying I've never overslept. But I'm more the opposite. I get sleep deprived because I know I have to be up, especially if it's off my normal schedule.
Mm.
Like, if I have to be up an hour earlier, then I wake up probably 2 hours earlier and I can't sleep for that whole hour because I'm afraid I'm going to, you know, miss my two alarms for the. So, but I mean, I can see how this happens.
Oh, yeah. Forgetting to feed them breakfast. I don't know. I would say that forgetting to feed them breakfast, that's a mistake I think a lot of people can make. If you can get your kids to eat breakfast, like even one or twice a week, like more power to you. Congrats. Because mom tried so hard. And I'd be, mom. And I'd be running out the door.
Like, I have one of each. I have one that does not eat breakfast and one that eats breakfast literally every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends, I think.
Yeah. Dressing them in mismatched outfits.
Ugh.
I could see that being a is it a mistake though? Because I'm thinking about like you know you're only dressing your kids for a good stretch here for you know those early years, and when you're doing that, like
I'm sorry, that irritates me.
The mismatched stuff.
Yes. Yeah. It's just me. It's more power to you. You can do it. But like, you know, when they're like, oh, well, they picked it out themselves. And I'm like, well, that's not great judgment on your part.
I couldn't disagree with you more. I could not disagree with you more.
I know. Plenty of people are like that. But I'm just like, no.
Their whole lives, they're going to be worrying about what they're wearing. They're going to be thinking about it. They're going to be overthinking it. They're going to be stressing about it, whether they're going their first day of school as a high school, junior or sophomore, or their first date or their first job that they're applying for. Everything that they do the rest of their life, they're going to be having to worry about their clothes and their appearance. Let them be a kid. They want to wear purple pants and a green shirt or something.
See,
like, more power to you, kid.
And I let them pick, but we had a deal. They could pick one piece, and they could pick first, and then I got to pick the other piece.
Oh, that's a good deal.
So if they picked the shirt or the pants, whatever they picked, but I got to pick the other piece.
I like that. That's really smart. I like that. That's good.
I mean, if they were coming with me, if they were going with their dad, wear whatever you want. I'm just kidding. No, the rules stayed the same.
That's a very smart way.
They could pick first, but I got to pick the other piece.
I would think that you counter a lot of fights with them over that. Yep. That's a really smart move. I like that. I wish I would have thought of that. Because I am not going to lie. As much as I believe in that stuff, my kids embarrassed me. Oh, plenty of times. My son really loves superheroes and thought that in order to be a superhero, you had to wear your underwear on the outside of your clothes.
See?
Because that's what Spider-Man and Batman
would,
and
I would be
characters.
Like, you are not leaving this house.
No, he didn't leave the house like that. No, no. But did he answer the mailman many times? Yes, yes. And very proudly. Very proudly, Superman pose when he was doing it too. Next, giving them the wrong lunch. I don't know how you give them the wrong lunch. I don't know.
I mean, unless you're brown bagging and you've got three kids know what I mean? Like they get the wrong one.
Oh, yeah, the wrong kid. I was thinking like you gave them your lunch on accident.
Oh, no, I'm thinking, I don't know. I interpret that as mixing up the kids' lunches.
No, you're right. Yeah, I get that. Giving them the wrong backpack. Okay, now they're just splitting hairs. Forgetting to pack specific school materials they need that day. I think that is one. That may be the biggest one on this list.
Out of all of these so far, probably the most that could have the most negative impact, right? Yeah, you know, you forget today's the last day for the field trip permission slip and your kids doesn't go or something like that.
Is it a rite of passage as a parent that especially the parent that has to drop the kid physically off at school, that an hour or two later you're going back to that school to drop off the glue or something like that? I feel like it's almost a rite of passage as a parent. You at least once that has to happen to you. And finally, forgetting to pack external stuff like sports equipment, or maybe they've got track and field at the end of school or something like that, and they don't have their shoes.
You forget, forget that. Well, and I think part of it is as they age a little bit, as they get, you know, more into the upper elementary or middle school, you know, there is personal responsibility for some of that stuff, right? Yeah. But doing a check-in, honestly, when I hear that list. But I'm a planner and pretty regimented, so I get a little irritated. Here's my counter to that. Get your act together, get up, and get the stuff done. How do you forget a lunch? How do you forget to feed your kid?
No, I get where you're going with
that. But on the other hand, if mornings aren't your thing, you know, do what you can the night before. We packed backpacks the night before often. You know, it was like, okay, let's go through all this stuff, have it all ready so that morning's not so disheveled.
Yeah.
And or make a list. So that you have it for morning, because I agree. There are certainly people who are not morning people at all. So make it easier and make it easier on your kid, right?
Yeah.
Like, even though no matter how stressful this is for you, think about what they carry with them and then they can't learn. You know, make it easy.
Well, and it's one less thing to beat yourself up about.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, as parents, nobody beats themselves up more than parents. And if this is one less thing that does that, I think that's pretty cool. I did want to bring up one quick thing, too. So we have this kind of fun roving poll question going on about what, in, you know, from based on Peter and the Wolf and how in that that cartoon, there were different instruments that were the you know, matched the certain character and everything. And so we had some fun with this one. We've gotten some recent ones from people. And I wanted to make sure that the audience knew this includes our co-hosts. I want to know what instrument you think Terry is. I want to know what instrument you think Katrina is. Not Shanklin, but Hittner. I want
or any Katrina of your choice.
Yes, yes, yes. But we're keeping that going, everybody. We've gotten some this week, and we want to keep those going. Well, when we get a little bit more of these and everything, maybe we'll have a whole segment on it and talk about it and discuss it. But
and has someone identified your instrument yet?
I've gotten a couple. I've gotten a couple of them so far. James.Maliff@civicmedia.us. Go ahead and hit us up that way, or go ahead and direct message us on Facebook. Same way you get us birthdays and anniversaries. I'm not sure what to make of this one, Terry. A place in Japan is selling something called ice cream fondue pizza.
It's
a crust bowl baked into the middle that holds vanilla ice cream, and that way you can dip your pizza in it. I'm going to show you a photo of this.
Okay, so
yeah.
I would never dip pizza in ice cream.
No, no.
Like, there is nothing about that. Now, I will say that bread bowl in the middle is really cool.
Well, I do like a good bread bowl. I'm a sucker for bread. I love bread.
But you could do marinara in there for dipping the crust.
Now, that would be different.
That would be super cool.
Yeah, yeah.
You could also do, wouldn't it be fun just, I'm literally thinking about the aesthetics of serving something unique.
Mm-hmm.
So if you made those pizzas, you could put like a personal salad in there. Yeah, I mean, it'd be kind of cute to do, but ice cream?
No.
Blech.
It's not a dessert pizza. It's cheese, pepperoni, mushroom, all that with basically a bread bowl. It'll cost you $17 and it comes with different toppings.
But what about a dessert pizza? What if it was like an apple pizza and then the ice cream was there?
I feel like one of the major pizza chains did something like that.
I feel
that
like
at
I
want to
make that now.
Oh, that would be even better. I like that. Let's take a call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Yes, you were talking about backpacks earlier. I think I started kindergarten in 1949. It might have been 1950 because of the cutoff date. But so I never, ever, ever had a backpack in school in all those years.
How did you carry your stuff?
Did you
have
one of those straps? Like the straps for the books?
I don't remember. But we didn't have backpacks back then.
Huh.
But one thing I did remember happened. We used to wear real leather hiking boots with a strap around your ankle that buckled with real steel buckles on it. And it had a pocket in the side of it. We carried our knives inside that.
Yeah, yeah, I believe it. I believe it. Yeah.
And did you wear those all year round?
No,
like for school?
Mostly during the winter.
That was your winter boots?
Winter time.
Yeah. You know, I think about all the things that my kids carry around in their backpacks that they really don't need. So it probably would be smarter to just carry your stuff.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. Appreciate the call, sir. Always good talking to you.
All right, thanks.
Have a good weekend.
So I wonder when the back, you know, to that point, when did the backpacks, you know, kind of.
I bet you that was a late 60s, 70s thing. I'm almost positive. It was. It seems like it was something that came around late. But then again, maybe now that I'm thinking about it, well, he just was touching on that era. So, no, I was going to say maybe the 50s, but no, he was just
interesting. So, first designed in 1938 was when they were designed. But in 1952, an aluminum frame backpack was, you know, what was kind of the first really known design, but used more for military purposes. You know what I mean? Like not necessarily for school backpacks.
Yeah.
So school backpacks, really didn't. It says that they really kind of didn't get big until the 70s.
That's interesting.
I mean, they were around, but just this quick little check. But it is interesting. And so, you know, I'm just thinking of like maybe like more of like a knapsack kind of thing or I mean, plastic grocery bags weren't a thing then.
Were kids going to
school?
Would
have been paper bags.
Like the hobo? Like the old school hobo with the stick,
no,
and he got the nap.
No, there's not a bandana big enough to fit around. You have like 10 of them stitched together as a quilt.
Go on out there, Johnny. Get to school, Johnny.
You're better off to just carry them.
Well, I meant to ask you, but I did want to put him on the spot with this. But if I understand right, according to my grandparents, there was never a school within any child's distance. Every school was 50 miles away from every child because every child that in that era had to walk to school in a snowstorm.
Yeah, uphill both ways. Yeah, I get that. But at the same time, when you think about that, the amount of ground, no matter what it was, could have been 2 miles, could have been six, but that's a lot for a little peanut.
Oh my God,
you know what I mean? Yeah. You're like five or six. There is no way on this planet that when my kids were like in kindergarten in this day and age, I mean, back then it would have been probably different, but there's no way they'd walk 2 miles to school.
Yeah.
I'd just have to do something different. But it is so different now, right? Multiple vehicles for one family. I mean, back in the day, you had one car for the family and dad took it to work, right?
It's kind of nice at this point right now, too, to be able to take a step back and look at these things as we're getting ready for another school year and all that, and to be able to have some perspective with it.
You know, why do movies and TV, though, why do they depict, like when you look at old school scenes, why do they have that that belt around the books?
They always have the belt around the books. And I've never, even my Nan and Papa, I asked about that before, and they never used one of those.
It is just a belt, right?
Yeah.
Or like a strap of some sort.
Yeah, it was always like just a belt that nobody was using, and they just use it to wrap up their books in and stuff. And I don't know.
Maybe that's why back in the day, the boy would carry the girl's books.
Oh, yeah.
Because he didn't have a bag.
But that was such a clear sign. Like, you don't even have this as an adult, I don't think, as such a clear sign if somebody liked you, as if they let you carry their books. It was one of the greatest feelings in the world if a girl would let you carry her, but at least to me it was. I could have just been a sucker, which wouldn't be that surprising.
They hand you a backpack that weighs like 80 pounds, right?
Yeah.
You've got two of them.
My backpack and hers. Oh, yeah.
Mule.
Look at these shoulders. These shoulders have always been like this. If there ain't many things that I bring to the table, big shoulders, that's one of the few things I've got. We will take a break right here. We'll come back with some fun. We've got some That Ain't Right stories, some local good stories of the day, a little entertainment we'll touch on, let you know what's new on your small screen, your big screen, some new music coming out. All that coming up for you right here at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.